Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sirca Paints India Limited Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by TIL Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanyam Pokharna from TIL Advisors. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Yashashree. Welcome, everyone, and thanks for joining the Q2 FY23 earnings call of Sirca Paints India Limited. The investor updates have already been emailed to you and are also available on our website on the stock exchange website. To take us through today's results, we have with us the management team, Mr. Sanjay Agarwal, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Apoor Agarwal, Joint Managing Director, Ms. Shalu Arora, Chief Financial Officer, and lastly, Mr. Surat Singh, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. We will be starting with a brief overview of the quarter gone by Mr. Apoor Agarwal, followed by an overview on the financial performance by Ms. Shalu Arora. I would like to remind you all that everything said on this call that represents any outlook for the future that can be construed as a forward-looking statement must be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that we face. Some of these risks and uncertainties have been mentioned in our prospectus and follow-up annual reports. I would now like to hand over the call to Apoor, sir. Over to you.
Thank you, Sanyam, and good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for joining our earning calls for Q2 FY23. It is my absolute pleasure to be talking to all of you this afternoon. I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to my team, the investors, and everyone associated with Sirca Paints India Limited for your continued faith and trust in us. I would like to quickly take you through the performance of this quarter, followed by an update on financial performance by our CFO, Shalu Arora, post which we can open the floor for questions. As you can see from our performance in Q1 and Q2 in FY23, it has been on a solid footing for the company. We witnessed healthy growth in top line in both Q1 and Q2. The performance has been good across all product portfolios. While Italian PU continues to be the bedrock of our performance, other emerging categories like Unico are also making a noticeable contribution to our top line now. On the wall paint side, the response remains good, and more specifically in our premium category of solid color finishes and texture coatings, that is Sanmarco. Keeping in mind the response of Sanmarco so far, we are launching our first exclusive experience center for this portfolio, beginning with our first one in MG Road, located in New Delhi, and the other one is in the pipeline. The movement on the Durante and Vivan glue portfolio is yet to pick up, and we have ordered the container with full load of products for the samplings with our OEM customers, which is expected to arrive within this month. On the resin side, as announced in our previous investor communications, we were in the process of commissioning a resin manufacturing line in our existing Sonipat facility, which is operational since the end of Q2. Currently, this line is manufacturing resins for our melamine and NC product category under the Unico brand. And the next step is we are planning to take up the manufacturing of resins for Unico PU range of products. We believe this project will be very crucial in standardizing the quality of the manufactured products and also will aid in cost optimization. The South India manufacturing facility remains on hold for another quarter, but we are quite confident that we will be in position to share updates on the same before the end of this financial year. The demand outlook for the coming quarter remains solid, barring some minor seasonal disturbances like temporary stop on the spray painting due to pollution-related issues in the Delhi NCR region. Otherwise, we expect to do to do much better in the S2 FY23 compared to our H1. Now, I will hand over the microphone to our CFO to take you through the financial highlights for the quarter. Over to you, Shalu.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's an absolute pleasure to be here with you today. So, on the financial front, quarter two financial year 23 remained our highest ever quarter in terms of revenue from operations with sales of 72.92 crores, registering an increase of around 20.3% year-on-year and 18.9% quarter-on-quarter. This is despite a higher base of both quarter one FY23 and quarter two FY22. On the profitability front, we have recorded an improvement in EBITDA margin, which stands at 26.3% in Q2 FY23 compared to 25% in the previous quarter and 22% in Q2 FY22. Our profitability has been aided by price hike taken last quarter, coupled with cooling down of raw material prices and a depreciation in euro. Our PAT for the quarter stood at its highest ever of rupees 14.42 crores, up 41.9% year-on-year and 23.5% quarter-on-quarter. We continue to maintain our solid balance sheet position with zero debt and surplus liquidity to fund our future growth and expansion plans. On the working capital front, we carry higher buffer inventory to avoid any supply disruption of imported products, coupled with increasing manufacturing activity. Further, our debtor days also remain under control. Now, we can open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Sandesh Agarwal from Sahasrar Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Congratulations, management, for great results. And I have some few questions. I am new to this company. So my first question is, sir, what is your key differentiator against Aika Pidilite and Asian Paints regarding product?
Yeah, so, you know, Aika Pidilite and, you know, Asian Renner, as you rightly mentioned, are our main competitors. But currently, if we talk about our product portfolio, currently we have a larger kitty of products to offer to the market, so we compare to Aika Pidilite. Secondly, we are the only company now which are still offering 100% made in Italy products, so our, you know, our presence amongst the architects and influencers still is much more when it comes to recommendation through architects of pure Italian products. Third, our strategy, if we compare to, against the Asian Renner, we are quite more, you know, preferred partner, are becoming preferred partner of dealer where we are entering because we are offering a secured margin to the retailer. So three main points where we differentiate and where we say that we are a step ahead than our competitors is a bigger product kitty compared to Aika Pidilite, a better presence amongst the influencers, especially the designers when it comes to the 100% made in Italy product which other main two competitors doesn't have. And thirdly, a better margin to offer to the retailers so as to keep their interest in our brand.
Okay, and my second question is, sir, what is the market size of Italian PU and economical PU? And among that, what is our market share in both the categories, Italian PU and economic PU?
See, amongst the Italian PU, we still are enjoying almost, you know, almost 20% market share, above 20% market share, because this market has grown more than about 800 to 900 odd crores, considering the data that we have from Europe of export. But, it, you know, once the Aika Pidilite and Asian Renner are moving towards manufacturing in India, also of the products which they import from Italy, the actual imports of these products are declining. But for us, for now, we are still maintaining the Italian identity. For sure, in coming months, the six of our main products will be produced in India, so we will be in a better, you know, stage or position to, you know, compete the market in terms of pricing. But as of now, we hold more than 25% share when it comes to the pure Italian category. Overall PU market, if you say, which combines of the Italian PU, made in India PU, 1K, 2K, waterborne, thinners, wood fillers, all together is above 6,000 to 7,000 odd crores, out of which, you know, we are still present in a smaller niche because the uniform manufacturing has just started and we are increasing our distribution footprint. So currently, yeah, the market size of the total wood coating is above 6,500, 7,000 crores.
Okay. And, sir, what is the mix of Italian and non-Italian in our current quarter sales? And also the product-wise sales, like Unico and wall pens?
Yeah, so if we talk about the contribution of Italian, it still remains on the top, and approximately, you know, 67% of our sale is coming from the Italian PU, 12.5 is coming from the Unico range of products, and other 12.5 from the thinner. So combined Unico is about 25% now, and wall paint is still a very small contributor of about 4%.
Okay. And sir, what is the capacity utilization for this, I think, this H1 for our Unico and other PU?
Yeah, so for the NC melamine and together with the Unico PU, we are almost at 35% of utilization with the single shift. So we are expecting that the H2, the momentum from the newly developed distributor states where the Unico products are moving is going to be quite fast. So we expect that in less than a year, we will be able to achieve 100% capacity.
Okay. And sir, my question is, sir, how many tinting machines till now you have installed at your dealer distributor network?
So in dealer distributor network, currently we have installed above 60 machines, out of which, you know, 80% is in the northern part of India, which includes Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, UP, UK and Uttarakhand. Now we are expanding out to Gujarat and Maharashtra and South very aggressively, and we expect that other 50 machines to be installed in other next in H2.
Okay. And sir, how do you see response regarding tinting machine from our dealer distributors?
Yeah, so the response of the tinting machine is very, very, very good because the sales of the color, the sales of the pigmented is increasing because people are now using more colors on their kitchen wardrobes and furniture. So the demand for the pigmented PU is rising every day. And by installing machine, the margin of the retailer, especially in the light color products, increases quite high because and fortunately the sale of the light color is more than dark, so they are earning very good margins. That is why we are very keen to have the machine. So that is why we have come out with a very aggressive policy of machines, wherein we are offering the machine at a very good financial contract. So it is attracting a lot of dealers, and we are adding more dealers to join with our machine program. And in future, we are expecting that the sales related to the pigmented PU is going to rise, and dealers are showing quite key interest because from their counter, the sale of colors are increasing every day, and with the machine, they can earn very good margins, especially on the light range of colors, which contribute more to the color sales.
Okay, sir. That's it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Rakesh Pal from Peace Wealth Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, sir.
Sir, my question is, what is the volume growth in this half year, H1 of this financial year 23?
So the volume growth also stands between 15 to 18%.
So most of the growth is volume-led growth, right?
Yes. Now it is volume-based because all the price increase that was done was in the last quarter of the last FY22, and from the first quarter of FY23, all the prices have started to come down. So our stream inflow has increased in the market.
And sir, with the increasing capacity utilization, can we expect some operating leverage playing out since you are around 30% capacity utilization?
Yeah, it is going to increase, but we are also increasing our marketing spend. We are increasing our spend towards the marketing and distribution. So we are quite kind of maintaining the balance on that front.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Vijay Chauhan from Right Horizon Portfolio Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the very good set of numbers. So just if I look at the dealer number, dealer distributed, so it has reached approximately 1700 versus 1496 as of Q1. So what is the strategy that we have deployed that has worked very good for us in terms of dealer additions in just a single quarter?
So currently, we are now entering into the new market for the distribution, especially which I mentioned in Maharashtra, Gujarat, Bangalore and Hyderabad, means Karnataka and Telangana. And with the Unico range of product also launched in the northern part where we are strong, like Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, we are reaching out to the second set of dealers where the sale of PU is increasing now. So the increased set of dealers are coming, are expanding horizontally and vertically. The more numbers are coming from the new markets where we are entering with the Unico PU, which has a very good price advantage, good quality. And the market for primary PU is increasing, so the retailers are more attaching to us, and every month we are coming out with new dealers attached in the new territories. Besides this, in our existing strong area where we are strong with the Italian PU, we are adding more retailers because the PU is now not only limited to the top retailers, but it is increasing in the market share is increasing to the other retailers where we are reaching out with the Unico Made in India PU, where the response has started to come up, and we are expecting the momentum, to grow faster, and that is why we are quite confident that in S2 we will be able to add even more the number of retailers that we did in S1.
Right. So, any internal target that we are targeting in the next couple of years on the dealer number side, let's say from 1700 to any rough range, that any color on that?
So at least we estimated in the beginning of the year that by the end of this year we will cross at least 2,000 retail points, keeping in mind our distribution expansion. So we keep on that number, and hopefully if the things go well, the momentum keeps on going like it has shown in H1. Obviously the results in H2 can be much better.
Right, that's very good. And on the new geography expansion that we mentioned, like Gujarat and Maharashtra, so what is the difference in terms of consumer behavior or price sensitivity versus if we compare with the other parts of India, whether they are like more price conscious or they are like looking for a quality? Any difference that you have experienced in the first-hand side?
Yeah, so market compared to the northern and the eastern part of India, it behaves a little differently, especially in Gujarat and Maharashtra. When it comes to the polyurethane coating, there is a sensitivity when it comes to the pricing, and surprisingly, these two are the markets which are markets for the end user to the retailer remains the contractor. That is why the price sensitivity comes quite high. If we talk about northern India, we are more driven by the end consumer also when it comes to the pricing, and we are influenced, and our main influencer remains the contractor, where we attract him through our aggressive schemes. But on the contrary, when it comes to Gujarat and Maharashtra, the final thing that matters is the landing price to the contractor, because he actually remains the main buyer in these markets. So there is a quite difference in terms of the pricing and material placement strategy when it comes to the Gujarat and Maharashtra market. And on the other hand, the product also, there are certain products which are very fast moving compared to northern India, where there are 8 to 10 products which contribute to major turnover. On the contrary, in the Maharashtra and Gujarat, there are like 4 products which contribute to major revenue when we read the competition data also. So yeah, it is quite a different market, and we are learning every day, and that is why we are implementing the right strategy that is needed to enter the market, and it is slowly and steadily paying us off. We are setting up our footprints with our depot in Ahmedabad and with our depot in Mumbai. And the retail network is increasing with almost 25 active dealers in Ahmedabad, Surat and Mumbai each. So total 75, we expect that the numbers should, you know, now multiply quite fast and the number of retailers should also increase in the coming months.
Right. And any branding like change or like marketing expense we are increasing? So any strategy change that we are doing on branding and marketing side, because now we are like moving to become like a national brand versus a geography specific. So any change in the marketing strategy or something?
Yeah, so obviously the plans for, especially for Q4 related to marketing are quite aggressive. We have changed the, brand perception, and we have come up with a new tagline called Your Italian Autograph. So we are all ready to reach out to the consumer and all the influencers through 360-degree marketing platforms, including OTT, which need to happen, which we expect to happen from Q4, because we still are in finalization of certain distributors in the areas like Chennai, like couple of areas in Kerala, also in Kolkata. Though we have signed up very good distributors in Telangana and Karnataka, we are on the verge of completing our distribution footprint by Q3, which will allow us to confidently get into the 360-degree marketing. So Q4 marketing spend would increase, but we are quite sure that we will be able to balance it out with the cost reduction by resin plant coming in, by more products being manufactured in India, which we are currently importing. So this will allow us to freely increase the marketing spend without compromising very strongly on the margins.
Right. And this quarter, like, we had very solid EBITDA margin of around 26.3%. So is it a steady state margin, or like what is the normalized margin that we look for, like a long term basis, like a particularly range? I'm not looking for any like a fixed number.
So, you see, going forward, the sustainable margins, EBITDA margins that we see is anything between 24% to 26%. Keeping in mind that we are going to increase our marketing spend from Q4, considering that we are now available on national level and we want to be a national brand, that is why all the efforts that we have put in last two years is related to completing the product kitty and, increasing the distribution step by step has started paying us off. And with this marketing spend and with the learnings of the other brands in the market, we expect that for two quarters, it might, the EBITDA margins might get a little on the lower side when the expenses on the marketing front increases deliberately. But at the end of the day, as I mentioned, that it will be majorly contributed and balanced by the cost reductions that is happening with the resin plant coming in, with certain products being manufactured here. And with these advantages, we will be able to, neutralize. And long sustainable EBITDA margin is anything above 23%, what I can say.
Right. And from the resin plant, any improvement in margin in terms of like percentage, have we like finalized, or is it too soon to mention, like maybe 1% or 50 bips, can we expect on the gross margin side?
Yeah, the gross margin side, see, the resins contribute to almost 40% of the product formula, and currently we have started with NCN melamine resins production, which is still in quantity on the lower side. Now we are moving towards the PU once the product life has been tested, because the testing cycle for these resins has to be respected as per the Italian norms, because it is monitored by our Italian counterpart. So we expect that very soon we will start with the PU resins also. But yeah, it will, since 40% is the contribution, and we will reduce almost by 7 to 10%. So the total percentage benefit that we will have will be between 3 to 5%.
Right. Right. That looks very good. And last one, like...
John, can I request you to come back in the queue?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Akash Zaveri from Perpetual Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Sorry, I joined the call a little late, so in case my questions are a little repetitive, apologies for that. My first question is that did we increase our team strength by 100 in one quarter? Because the last quarter presentation said 395 is our team strength. So have we increased our team by 25%? Or if you could just throw some light on that.
Yeah, so the team expansion is happening on all the fronts. It is happening on the field side and also on the back end and the plant side. So with the new resin plant coming in, we have new people, including chemists, joining for the resin area. We have entered into the new distribution and new territories like Karnataka and Telangana very strongly. So the sales team in the south and Gujarat, Maharashtra are getting on board very aggressively. So yes, on the manpower side, on the team personal side, we have added a lot of new people in all the departments.
Okay, got it. And my next question is that we see some improvement in the working capital cycle. So do we see any further improvement, or would this be sustainable over a period of time?
No, in S2, we are expecting a lot of, reduction in the working capital cycle. In H1, especially on the stock side, we were very high because of the seasonal problems that we face from Italy. Like in August, they remain closed and we have to, order stock in advance in order to be safe enough to have enough material for Q3. And secondly, because of the Russia-Ukraine thing, because of the gas problem, they were expecting that they might halt their plants for some time. So keeping in mind all the information that we had from Sirka Italy, we had to stock a bit more. So H1 shows a very steep increase in the inventory side, which will be quite controlled in H2. So altogether in H2, we will see a better performance on the working capital side.
Okay, got it. And also, if you could just throw some light on the revenue split between Italian PU, Unico and paints in H1.
So in H1, almost 67% of the contribution was coming from the Italian PU. Other 25% was coming from the Unico and the thinners, and rest was coming from the wall paints and Marco and our wood filler range.
Okay. And also, if you could update about the export markets like Nepal, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka and Dubai.
So Nepal, touchwood, has started to move on a positive momentum. We had good consignments now going in currently, like full container loads, and it is picking up the momentum quite well with our distributors, Reliance Paints. In Bangladesh, we are yet to sign up with a distributor. In Sri Lanka, we have started some movement with couple of OEMs coming through our local distributor, Royalton, there. Though the retail sale with him has not begun, considering all the disturbance that Sri Lanka had in past, but the OEM business is going on. We exported not about $15,000-$20,000 in last couple of months. But yeah, we are expecting that in within this financial year, Sri Lanka and Nepal would start performing regularly in terms of export. And Bangladesh, we expect that we will close the distributor within this financial year.
Okay. And also, if you could talk about the progress on the first consignment of hot melt glue, and how has it been received by the OEMs?
Yeah, so the fewer samples that came, the results were related to the hot melt glue, especially with customers like Godrej and people who are making for IKEA, is excellent. And now we will enter with this specialized glue very soon in the market, especially with the OEMs. But on the other hand, with this product moving in, we are more excited for our second step, which is the white glue, which we intend to produce here in India only. So though we have delayed our projects, but as rightly said, that wood coating market is becoming quite aggressive. You see a lot of happenings in the wood coating, a lot of non-paint players are also entering this segment. So we are seeing a lot of happening, and we are putting all our energy's concentration on the wood coating by increasing our distribution as this product is becoming of primary rather than secondary. So we see that in next, you know, couple of quarters, the momentum towards the glue would also start happening.
So would white glue be a retail product then?
Retail, yeah. White glue, we will enter in retail with the margin strategy, margin to the retailer strategy.
Okay. And the next question is that if you plan to manufacture 6 Italian products here in India, then open opportunities for exports to other markets, you know, due to the war, like any new markets or new opportunities for the company?
Yeah, so we were exploring this with Circa Italy already during our last couple of visits also recently. We discussed this, though it is a complicated structure, but yeah, once it starts, I think we will find a way to export to certain other countries besides Sri Lanka, Nepal and Bangladesh.
Okay. And just my last question was, if you could talk about the year-on-year change in all the segments, Italian PU, Unico, the year-on-year change.
So, in terms of Italian, we are up by almost, you know, 10-12%, but on the Unico front, it is more than 30%.
And wall paints?
Sorry, on?
Wall paints.
So wall paints is almost at the same level. It's not shown any growth.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vijay Chauhan from Right Horizon Portfolio Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So, any update on the contract manufacturing side? It was mentioning a couple of quarters back. So, any opportunity that we are finding in contract manufacturing side or not?
To be frank, we have not explored the contract manufacturing area. Currently, all the manufacturing that we are doing is for our own brand, for the Indian and the export market, but we have not explored that particular vertical.
All right, that's right. And there was some mention regarding the stake increase by the Circa IT side. So any update on that?
Yeah, the Circa Italy stake discussion is still going on. We're during our last couple of visits, as I mentioned when I was answering the last question, that we have met them for a lot of things, and with this we are starting to produce 6 of the products in India. So considering all the unrest that is happening in the Europe related to the Ukraine thing and with the gas war, it was a bit on delay. I hope once we start manufacturing the 6 products that are manufactured in Italy, in India, which will happen in less than a month now that we expect, then this old discussion would come to a conclusion. So I hope it should happen within this financial year.
Right, right. And lastly on, like, we are hitting now all-time high quarterly revenue and profit. So any target that we are internally keeping in the next couple of years, like how should be our annual top line, FY25 or maybe FY26?
Yeah, so we are planning to grow at least by 25-30% annual CAGR growth. So we keep to be conservative. So keeping in mind all the happenings that is happening in the wood coating market, there is a lot of increase in the demand side, and parallelly we are coming out as a national player, we are increasing our distribution. So we still believe that these numbers are conservative, but yeah, we are quite aggressive that we will grow at a decent percentage for next 3 to 5 years for sure.
Yes. That was all from my side, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Rakesh Pal from Peace Wealth Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Rakesh Pal?
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, yes. Thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, I have one more question. May I know the revenue split in as per region-wise, like how much is the revenue contribution from north, east, south, west, like that? Thank you.
Yeah, so if we talk about the revenue split, still almost 60% is coming from the northern part of India, which contributes Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, UP, UK and Uttarakhand, including the retail and the OEMs. And almost 25% is coming from the Maharashtra, which includes the OEMs. And rest is coming from the southern part of India and east. East is still the least contributor when it comes to the our revenue contribution.
And sir, in terms of growth, which part of India is contributing most towards our growth?
So for the growth, you know, all the parts are contributing. In fact, the north is also contributing because we are entering into the new retailers, we are entering with the new product, and since we are present here strong, we get the results very fast. But on the other hand, Gujarat and Maharashtra, especially the metro cities like Ahmedabad, Surat and Mumbai, they are the two-tier cities, and the upcoming towns Indore, they are quite aggressively now started contributing to the growth in the revenue. So we expect that in H2, especially the Karnataka, Telangana, Maharashtra and Gujarat, these four will be contributing quite a decent numbers to the retail retail sales. And on the other hand, North will be still the most growth, you know, provider, keeping in mind that we are strong here, we have a strong brand presence, and we are increasing our dealer footprint with the newer range of the products.
And sir, as you spoke that there might be some problem in production in Italy due to this Russia-Ukraine war. So can we expect any problem regarding that due to like some unavailability of paints in the second half? Is there any chance like that, sir?
So as per the instructions of Circa Italy, we have stocked ourselves quite well. We are well secured when it comes to the Italian product stocks till February end. So the problem that could happen is in the month of December and January, when they face a lot of, you know, extreme winters, and with the gas problem, there might be, you know, a notification wherein the industries might have to shut first because they cannot use gas, as they have to prefer the residences gas first. So keeping in mind the world's position also, we are quite secured with the products. For now, if I give you an update, they are still operating and they are still accepting the orders till 15th of December. So means that the consignment that will leave by 15th of December will ensure us that we have enough stock till March and April. So we feel quite secured in terms of the stocks from Italy. And this problem also is only for the winters, when this gas shortage might happen and they might have to shut.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Hemant Shah from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. For FY23, what could be the revenue contribution from Unico products, sir?
So FY23, total contribution from Unico range of products, including the thinner, will be around 35%.
Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Aditya Mehta from GK Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, so thanks for the opportunity. So, sir, just wanted your views about a variation in the guidance. So, earlier we were guiding about 50 to 60% growth per year for next 4 to 5 years. And moreover, on the dealer addition side, in Q4, our guidance was that we'll add around 150 to 200 dealers per month, which has now changed to 2,000 dealers overall by end of FY23. So, just wanted to understand what caused this change in the guidance.
See, when it comes to the dealer addition, as I told you that we have added almost around 300 dealers in Q2, in Q2, and we expect that another 300 plus dealers are going to add in the next couple of quarters. The numbers remain almost in line with that what we expected, since that we are going out with the to start the retailer, wherein we are starting to work with the reasonable numbers. So, for example, in Kerala, initially we added almost 100 odd dealers, out of which a lot of dealers became inactive or with a very less sale of 6 liters. Currently, we are coming out with a policy wherein each dealer contributes a minimum of 50,000 rupees a sale. So a slight change in terms of agreements, in terms of financial agreement with the retailer, is coming out with a yearly billing of minimum 6 lakhs. So that is why, keeping in mind, we are quite confident that every quarter 100 to 150 retailers still will be added. So we expect that in two quarters. So we expect that monthly above 50 to 60 dealers will be added, which will be actively working with us with a policy of minimum 50,000 billing a month, which includes Unico Italian PU. So with this numbers, we expect that we will be able to, add to our revenue the actual, numbers that we expect in H2, which shows a decent growth compared to H1. Related to the revenue growth, as I mentioned in my previous, statement also, that we, with the conservative approach, we are expecting a minimum of 25 to 30% CAGR growth, which we mentioned that aggressively we are expecting a 40% CAGR growth every year. Considering the external environment, sectors, everything, if we talk about, we are quite excited, and we see wood coating market going aggressively with our distribution increasing very aggressively, with Unico products coming in and picking up very fast in the new territories, with 6 products of Italy coming in. We started to manufacture it in India in coming months, so we expect that the momentum will pick up, and we will shift our gears and will move towards a very aggressive growth. But yeah, to be on the conservative side, we mentioned the numbers to be 25-30%, but we expect that we will grow at a very aggressive rate of above 40% if we talk about the CAGR growth.
Great, sir. Great. So next year we are targeting full utilization for the our new capacity which we have recently commissioned. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. We are expecting above 210-220 crore revenue from the facility.
So going ahead, we might need some more capacities in order to achieve this growth rate target which we have set for us. So what are the capex plan for further years?
Yeah, so we have already, planned for a increased, capacity in our existing plant by adding 6 fully automated 3 tons mixtures, where the capex will be about 3 to 4 odd crores. Since currently we have a 1500 liter, tank, now we'll be moving to 3 ton tank for the white. We'll be adding 6 more tanks, which will add almost 18,000 liters in single shift every day increase in the production side. Beside this, for sure, as I told you, the Coimbatore plant, which is still on hold, will aggressively be taken up in the next couple of months. So we will come out with the new capacity in the Coimbatore in the south part of India. So another 5 to 8 odd crores capex plan there. So altogether about 12 crore capex plan in terms of increasing the production of PU, Unico and Italian PU, we plan in next 1 year.
Okay, thank you. And sir, regarding our Italian products which we'll be manufacturing over here, so these will be manufactured along the Unico range of products with the same resin capacity that we have commissioned?
Yeah, so this will be the parallel range product. The Unico range will go as it is, and this will be the newer range. The resins that we are using in the Unico are different, and for the Italian, the resins will be altogether different. This will not be the same.
And this will help in increasing the margin in those products. Am I right?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay. And so my last question regarding other financial assets, they have increased from 1.27 crores to 24 crores. So what was the main reason behind this?
Other
financial assets.
So that is majorly the short-term liquid funds. Invested a part in the liquid funds.
And going ahead, the capex, what we have planned, it will be funded from internal accruals?
Internal approvals, yes.
Okay, great, sir. Great, sir. And all the best to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand over the call to Mr. Sayyam Pokarna. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks a lot for joining in. That's it from the side of Sirka Paints India Limited and CIL Advisors Private Limited. If there are any other unanswered queries, please feel free to reach out to us. Our contact details have been mentioned on the back of the investor presentation. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. On behalf of Sirka Paints India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.